I have a question for Dave, primarily involving timing sequences in long, say 10 to 20 minute improvisational jams. Two parts, really, how strictly you adhere to a given timing sequence, and then how you would go about either expanding or compressing that for different portions of the jam that you're involved in.
I'm not sure if I exactly understand what you're talking about.
I'm the one that's not exactly sure. I guess I'm thinking of a timing sequence, say, notes or beats per unit time, and how you would go about either expanding or compressing, say, the tempo of a certain, as you go through different moods of a long improvisational session. I saw you do a show in San Francisco recently where you play with a quartet, and you guys tended to take the different pieces you were playing through, you know, many, what seemed to me like different timing sequences or different tempos, perhaps. And I was wondering how you go about initiating either, you know, the expansion or compression of.
Right. Well, that gets into arranging. There are some pieces where, you know, might be going through, a certain section that's like a tune, and then maybe you have a section where you want something else to happen, and you have to really sort of arrange all that stuff, you know, unless it's a totally free improvisation. And I have a couple of tunes in my repertoire where at some point it gets totally free, or it starts sort of with a trade. Way you can, you know, there's a lot of devices. First of all, if you have a four-piece band or a five-piece band, you can break it down into, you know, all five guys don't have to be playing at once, so maybe there's a section where just two guys play, and they could stretch out the time or do something else. There's also tunes that I've written that just have sections where instead of, like, rhythm, you know, like there's a piece called Thailand, for example, that Mark recorded with me on guitar. Maybe, I don't know if you... And it starts with sort of what you call a rubato movement. Can you remember that? It goes sort of like... And I just sort of... Rubato means there's no definite time. And maybe there's... Well, it's sort of stretched out. In other words, you play a melody... like the melody would be like this. And then the chords would just sort of be laid behind that. And just depending on the guy that's playing the melody plays it. Like we have a new tune called Gypsy Nights that starts like... where the whole tune is sort of like a tango, and the basic groove of it is something like this. And it has a certain chord sequence. I start the tune with the chords of the bridge, but I stretch it out like rubato, so it sort of starts like this. And then it breaks into the rhythm, and you sort of have to rehearse that a little bit. I mean, I sort of, when I write tunes, I sort of feel the time a certain way. And then you might have a section where, like that tune Thailand that I was talking about, it sort of has a basic part of it is sort of like bluegrass rhythm. Something like that. Then it hits the bridge, it sort of goes Latin. And it goes back to the A part of bluegrass. And then, after a certain amount of time, it breaks down to like sort of have the band play sort of a rhythmic vamp that goes like this.